Asia.
Japanese politics. Could the future be female? An interview with Kamikawa Yoko, Japan's foreign minister.
When Uno Fumiko first met Kamikawa Yoko, she was left wondering, why would such an earnest person want to go into politics? Mizuno was a leader among the green tea farmers of Shizuoka Prefecture. Ms. Kamikawa was a think tank researcher with no political connections, who wanted to enter parliament to represent the region. Having graduated from the University of Tokyo and Harvard University, Ms. Kamikawa could do anything, Miss Uno thought. Politics, long the domain of men from political families, seemed like a waste. It took Ms. Kamikawa 7 years and 2 election cycles to win her first seat in Japan's lower house in 2000. Now Japan's foreign minister, her career has been anything but a waste. Indeed, she has emerged as one of a handful of serious contenders to win the ruling Liberal Democratic Party's, or LDP, leadership vote in late September. Aso Taro, a party kingmaker, ignited such speculation by calling her a rising star late last year. By this spring, she had soared from relative anonymity to become one of voters' 3 most popular choices for prime minister. Though her star has faded slightly, she remains among the top 5 in most polls. If chosen, she would become Japan's first ever female prime minister. In an interview, Ms. Kamikawa is cagey about her own trajectory. She insists that she is devoting everything to the field of diplomacy and not thinking about her next move. As a member of Prime Minister Kishida Fumio's parliamentary faction, she cannot say anything else as long as he remains in the race. Yet the contest may well open up as the vote approaches. The LDP is still reeling from a financial scandal that dragged its ratings down to their lowest levels in decades. The party has lost a series of crucial by-elections in recent months. Approval of Mr. Kishida's administration has been rock bottom for much of the year, dipping below 20% in some polls. With a general election deadline looming next year, many in the party are clamouring for a new leadership. While the 71-year-old Ms. Kamikawa is an uninspiring speaker, she is respected across the party's disparate wings and could emerge as a compromise candidate. Despite her decades in politics, her views are little known, even within Japan. Who is she? The Japanese words majima, meaning serious or diligent, and jimi, meaning low-key or modest, come up most often in conversations with those who know her. She credits her time at a private Catholic high school with instilling a sense of responsibility. "The pillar of my education was to serve others to the best of my ability," she reflects. But her awakening to politics came later, while studying in America and working as an intern in the office of a senator, Max Baucus. At the time, in the late 1980s, Japan's economy was booming and its populace was confident. But from afar, Ms. Kamikawa grasped that Japan's inward-looking politics left it very weak on the international stage. She resolved to change her country's politics from within and wrote one of her term papers at Harvard on her future campaign strategy. Back home in Shizuoka, she built a grassroots support base. With her elite credentials, at first the farmers found her a bit hard to approach, but now everyone supports her, Ms. Uno says. Ms. Kamikawa made her name as Justice Minister, serving in the role 3 times under former Prime Ministers Abe Shinzo and Suga Yoshihide. Her most consequential decision was signing the execution order for 13 members of Om Shinriko, the doomsday cult responsible for a sarin gas attack on the Tokyo subway in 1995. The move left her under lifelong police protection and earned her the respect of the LDP's conservative wing. Her selection as foreign minister was somewhat unexpected, given her domestically focused roles. Much has changed since her first foray abroad. These days, America seems to be feeling lonely and exhausted as a leader, she says. Japan's message, delivered by Mr. Kishida during an address to Congress this spring, is that American leadership remains essential in the international community, and that America does not have to shoulder that responsibility alone. Japan's position has also undergone an inversion of sorts. These days, the mood at home is somber. People have the image that Japanese society is diminishing from an economic point of view. The population is declining, the birth rate is falling, the population is aging, she says. But abroad, Japan is recognized for its contributions. The image there is not one of Japan shrinking, she says. I hope that people of Japan will know more about our achievements and feel proud.